is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on this Tuesday, coming to you live today from the Michigan Restaurant Show's 50th anniversary production at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi. You can come on down today. A lot of great food to be had today. Samples of all sorts of different specialties. Plus Jeff Daniels will be here today. I'm told that, in fact, the stage is set up right across from where I am. You know, I could be no more than 50 feet from where Jeff Daniels is going to be performing here in a short time. And he's bringing his guitar. Yeah, he's going to play a little guitar. Play a little music for us. Surprise stick for that. You know, and see how Jeff's doing today. Of course, Jeff from Chelsea. And he is the headliner here today at the Michigan Restaurant Show. So we'll look forward to that. Hey, here's something for you. As the political landscape continues to shift, right? As the political landscape continues to shift, it continues to shift dramatically in Europe. The next country after Austria just elected a far-right 31-year-old young man to be the leader of that country. The Czech populist movement, ANO, led by a billionaire dubbed the Czech Trump, the clear favorite in the general election coming up Friday and Saturday of this week, where the traditional parties are set to take a beating. You see, people are sick and tired of what's going on. They're set to take a beating, and they're ready to check in and step in. And Andrej Babiš from the ANO movement looks positioned to emerge the clear winner, which would be another move, another victory, if you will, in the resetting of political norms all across the country. The resetting of political norms all across the country. And it's all part of this Brexit to Trump to what happened in Austria to, well, everything else that is going on. You know, Alex, I'll do that. We've got we go to Jennifer for sport on the hotline. 888-900-9966 is the line. Sometimes we'll take them, sometimes we don't, except on Fridays when we always do. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much. I can smell that food from here.
It is really good. Well, then come on over.
It smells great. I just wanted to address the goofball that you had on earlier that wants President Trump to pay for his trips. Where was he when the Obamas had 30 vacations running about $8 million each? Where was he when Nancy Pelosi demanded a bigger airplane so that she could go to Washington? That's what
I
want
to know. Well, you're exactly right. Well, you know, didn't the Obamas take two?
Is working for what, a dollar a year? What was the money that Obama raked in? What about all these book deals?
Yeah, I forgot about the fact that Donald Trump is giving back his salary.
But leave President Trump alone.
Yeah, I forgot that he's.
That's my comment because I feel
you should have been working today.
What's going on? I'll tell you what. He's a gladiator. He's a fighter, and that's what this country needed, a fighter. He's not perfect. Nobody said he was, but he's pretty damn close. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Jennifer should have been holding that segment as well. He got a couple by me, but you're right, Jennifer. Donald Trump doesn't even take a salary, you know, and so he raised the price at his golf clubs. Who's to say he wouldn't have raised the price at his golf clubs anyway? He wants a cut of that. I want a cut of Barack Obama's book deals. Such nonsense. All right, Jennifer, thank you for the call as always. Here's just a horrifying story. And I know you've probably heard this, but it seems the jury is probably hung in the Jessica Chambers murder trial Jessica Chambers was burned to death, 19 years of age, burned to death, burned alive in her car in 2014. In a small town not far from Memphis, Tennessee. Circuit Judge Gerald Chatham told jurors Monday, shortly after they passed him a note with a question, "I know that it is possible for honest men and women to have honest differences of opinion about facts of the case, but if it is possible to reconcile your differences of opinion and decide this case, then you should do so." That hasn't happened. That has not happened. The man charged in the case, Quentin Tellis, one of those charged in the case, a capital murder charge in the death of Chambers, who was found by first responders with severe burns covering 93% of her body. She'd been doused in flammable liquids and set on fire. First discovered emerging from the woods near her burning car wearing only her underwear, she died hours later at a Memphis hospital. Prosecutors say Tellis lied repeatedly to investigators about spending time with Chambers, a former high school cheerleader, in the hours before she was found, December the 6th, 2014, presenting cell phone data to show their phones were in close proximity the night of the murder. Prosecutor John Champion told jurors that Tellis mistakenly believed he had suffocated Chambers before lighting her on fire along a rural Mississippi road. But defense attorneys said Chambers told firefighters on the scene that a man named Eric set her on fire, not the man charged with her murder. Her lips charred and barely able to speak, said the name Eric when asked to who did this, and did not provide a last name. Chambers' friend Keisha Meyer testified that she had never heard Chambers refer to Quentin Tellis as Eric. She also said Chambers was selling marijuana in the 6 months before she was killed. State relying on testimony from nationally renowned burn expert Dr. William Hickerson, who said Chambers would probably not be able to speak clearly given the soot inside her throat and severity of her injuries. No kidding, she's burned over 97% of her body, and they want a clear answer. The Mississippi Bureau of Investigation, the lead agent, Tim Douglas, testifying that hundreds of Erics and Derricks were ruled out in the months-long investigation that led to Tellis' indictment. He said investigators pursued leads in places as far as way to Des Moines and Chattanooga. They interviewed dozens of people. In closing arguments, defense attorney Darla Palmer questioned whether the suspicious person reported by firefighters at the scene was ever investigated. But what we have here is a gross miscarriage of justice, because Jessica Chambers was burned to death intentionally, set on fire. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm reading this to understand that the man said he thought he had suffocated her and then set her on fire. But this jury, well, it failed. The jury failed and failed to return a verdict in this case, as they are deadlocked, and I guess they'll start over again. I guess they will start over again in this case, but it is a gut-wrenching story, and we'll keep you up to date on it. Still to come today, Liz Peek will be here. We look forward to that. And Jane Sung, a senior strategic policy advisor with AARP's Public Policy Institute. It's all next. Sit tight. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.